In the early evening of March 5, 2022, about 40 citizens and county officials gathered together in the Huntersville Presbyterian Church to celebrate the original organizing of the Pocahontas County government in 1822. After an introduction by Ruth Taylor, Mike Holstein, dressed in the attire of the 1820s, delivered a comprehensive history of the events of those early days of the county. He said that although the county was officially formed by the Virginia General Assembly on December 18, 1821, the process of organizing the county was not yet complete. Listen as we play for you just a little bit of Holstein describing some of that history.
The justices of a county in Virginia, like we were at that time, played two roles. One was the role that the county commissioners of today play in West Virginia counties. But their second duty was that carried out by the magistrates in today's magistrate court. So they had two jobs. The final action of the General Assembly to establish the original Pocahontas County governing body was passed on February the 15th, 1822. The justices for the new county of Pocahontas were not selected until another act was passed by the General Assembly. Unfortunately, the date of that act is unknown. However, we do know that it named John Jordan, William Pogue Jr., James Tallman, Robert Gay, George Pogue, Benjamin Tallman, John Baxter, and George Berner as justices for the new county.
Holstein's recitation of that early history went on to describe many more events, including the first meeting of the new county justices, which occurred at the home of John Bradshaw in Huntersville on March 5, 1822. Following that, Bob Sheets, also in period clothing and speaking as Justice George Berner, talked about his friend John Bradshaw. Here is a humor-sprinkled snippet from the beginning of this.
Got these from my son, Dr. Alan Berner. I think they spelled it wrong. Should have been Dublin. It says Durban. I've never heard of Durban. 50 years since came down here from upper tract to be sworn in. I knew John Baxter. Knew him as an old man. Knew him from my father, Abraham Berner. They were both Red War veterans. We'd stop here in Huntersville on the way across the mountains on the hot springs, do county business, do legal business. That was a week trip. And John, he had fun. He had a little place here, and we'd stop, and he'd get Dad going about the Red War. Because John spent the Red War down here in Monroe County. He was a spy. Now, spies traveled alone, looking for Native American sign during Indian troubles. And then they did the same thing during the Red War because the British were supplying the tribes with guns and ammunition to create havoc here on the frontier. Bradshaw would cover 30, 40 miles a week looking for sign and warn people. He did that in 1776, 1777, 1778, and 1779. He would start telling stories about his adventures. Dad was upset. Because Abraham Berner had been at Germantown and Brandywine, and he spent the winter at Valley Forge.
Of course, there was a lot more to Berner's tales about John Bradshaw. The evening's events were a good opportunity to learn about the early days of the county and to listen to old-time fiddle music by our own Jake Heyer, to enjoy refreshments, and to have an opportunity to hobnob with our current county officials, including all three county commissioners, the county circuit clerk, and the county clerk, as well as with the mayor of Marlinton, and with friends and neighbors. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.